This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios, welcome to Prep Sports Nation. Yes, I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D. Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and of course at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X or Twitter, whatever you want to call that thing. Welcome into another week into the look of high school sports here in the great state of GA, and man, it's actually, I guess it's going to be, we're going to take a break, because it's a wrap. Spring sports championships coming to an end this week. Baseball, I actually didn't get a chance to check to see how the games went today, but baseball wraps up either today or tomorrow, depending on what happened today around the state, and I think golf is done, I believe. We'll check on those brackets before we get out of here. But we're pretty much at the end, man. I can't believe it. This school year has flown by. So we'll recap the week as we always do. Check out some of the things or let you check out. Here's some of the things I got a chance to check out. Plus, great interviews lined up for you today. Got a chance to catch up with South Cobb Eagles alum Justin Jones of the Arizona Cardinals. He's got a great family fun free event coming up this summer, next month. So you'll have all those details. It's a camp. It's a family field day. So all that's coming up as I got a chance to catch up with Justin. And then speaking of the baseball state title games, I did get a chance to catch the Walton Raiders reclaiming the throne after, 9 years? They won it last in 2016. They knocked off two-time defending champs, the Lowndes Vikings, yesterday. I was there for game two of that best-of-three series. So they swept after winning game one. They took game two. So I got a chance to catch up today, actually. I had more of a regular conversation versus a post-game conversation with head coach Shane Amos of the Walton Raiders baseball team. So both of those conversations coming up. And as I said, we'll recap the week, let you hear from some coaches after matches and games that I got a chance to check out. So I'm looking forward to bringing you all of that. Memorial Day week, of course, we're heading into Memorial Day week, I should say, weekend, with it being hump day. Do want to, you know, of course, this is a high school show, but if you have not heard, do want to update you on some breaking news. Broke up really about 2 hours ago, but Jim Irsay, owner of the Colts, has passed away. Haven't had a chance to dive into seeing if they're saying anything in regards to what may have led to his passing, but definitely want to wish or keep, I should say, his family in our thoughts and prayers. But yeah, owner of the Colts, Jim Irsay, has passed away. Breaking news if you did not have a chance to hear about that. And of course, Your NBA Eastern Conference Finals taking place right now. Knicks on top, 90-87. Fourth quarter just underway in that one as they take on the Pacers to see who takes the game one, or the 1-0, I should say, lead. Series lead in that series. So we'll keep you updated on some stuff throughout the night in regards to those two things. But for the most part, again, this is our daily look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. If it makes sense nationally, we'll talk about it. But for the most part, we like to keep it in our own backyard. Want to say what's up to my girl, Noelle, holding me down on the other side of the glass. Noelle, hope you had a great, well, I guess I haven't seen you in going on 2 weeks because we were off last week because of Atlanta United. So hopefully your week is off to a great start. And, yeah, man, we're just here to have a little bit of fun. So with that being said, no, you ready? We ready to rock and roll? Get into a little prep roundup over there? She's so serious. She's so serious. Why so serious, Noah? Why so serious? She's concentrating. All right, let's do it.
Now it's time for the Prep Roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All righty, let's give out a few shout-outs and accolades before we get into the recap of the week. Up first, want to say congratulations to Westlake Lions Track and Field's Chase Story, setting a school shot put record with 50 feet. 11 inches last week during the state championship meet. So congratulations, young man. Love it, girls. Lacrosse's Ella Fletcher reaching 500 career saves. Congratulations to her. Midtown girls soccer head coach Blair Barksdale. You heard her on the show right when the soccer state championship tournament began. But she was named the all-region for their region, all-region coach of the year. And one of her players, Kate Barton, named all-region player of the year. So congratulations to Coach Barksdale and Kate Barton. Wesleyan boys lacrosse's Munch Jones. He reached 100 career point or 100 points this season. Pope boys lacrosse, and they announced their new head coach, Coach Mike Centineo. He takes over the program. Roswell boys lacrosse, Blake O'Neills, he reached 100 career saves. And then St. Pius baseball head coach Andy Harlan named the 4A Region 5 coach of the year. So congratulations to all of them. And again, as you know, as we've been doing this for a couple of years now, obviously there's so many people who earned different types of honors and reached milestones for their careers. But unfortunately, we can't name everybody. So we try to, you know, throw in as many as we can week to week. So we'll try to figure out a way to do it even more. Maybe we'll put it, make it an online set.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Segment when the 25-26 calendar begins for you all, because we do want to try to highlight as many of you as we can. All right, let's look back at the week. Again, we were off here on air, but not off out there in the streets, as they say. We were over Wednesday at Duluth High School for the GHSA private boys soccer state title game. Atlanta International School taking on Whitfield Academy, and it would be AIS picking up the 1-0 win for their second consecutive state title. That is now their third in 4 years. So congratulations to them. And afterwards, got a chance to catch up with head coach John Wardy about, you know, the feeling of getting that win. No. Hold on. Let me tell you about the match real quick, though. Great match. It's AIS scoring. Actually, games 0-0 throughout most of the first half. No score. With 54 seconds, AIS scores. Then the entire second half, just these two teams battling, but it got interesting within, I'd say, the last maybe 5 minutes, because Whitfield started kind of getting in a little bit of groove as far as owning the pitch a little bit and getting some really good shots on goal. And the keeper for AIS, man, put in some major work to keep them off the board, to keep them from equalizing and sending that game into penalty kick. So an amazing matchup between the two. But again, it's AIS picking up the win for their second consecutive state title. And like I said, that is their third in 4 years. And here's Coach Wardy afterwards.
Whitfield is one of our region opponents, and every time we face them, we know that it's going to be a long, hard-fought battle. Steve over there, he has built a phenomenal program, and even although we've had the edge in most games, it's just always a tall task for both teams, man. He does a phenomenal program, and a big shout-out to Whitfield.
As you said, you faced this team earlier this year with them being a region opponent. Coming into this one, what was your message particularly about facing this team again, knowing what that
So we know that we could never switch off, right? There's never a moment to switch off with these guys, especially off of set pieces. They're very, very clinical. You saw a lot of close opportunities they had. And they would feel as if they were unlucky because they really had some good moments. But we know that set pieces was going to be a key. We know the keeper, he's a phenomenal keeper. He has a lot of big things on horizons, college, even potentially pro. So we know that to get one by him would have been a tough, tough day for us as well.
All right, and again, they luckily got one in with 54 seconds left in that first half, and it was just enough to get the win. Friday took in boys lacrosse action. Lambert taking on South Forsyth for the GHSA Division III boys state title, and it would be Lambert, very impressive, controlling 12-0 win, their seventh title in program history. Shout out to goalkeeper Luke Grasso. For Lambert, five saves on the five shots on goal by South Forsyth. Afterwards, caught up with head coach John Spade about getting back on top of that mountain.
It's unbelievable. This senior class came from a freshman year winning and losing the last two. They put all their heart and soul in this year, and it's made a difference. And every kid stepped up to the plate. This is a brotherhood, and the kids definitely showed up this year.
I want to talk about your defense, because obviously they did phenomenal tonight. But in particular, in goal, Grasso just... I mean, I don't know if you guys were tracking how many saves that kid had, but phenomenal night for him, I gotta imagine.
He finished the best for last in the biggest game. He wouldn't have been in that game last year. He did today. He shut up the plate and had an unbelievable game. A shutout to finish his career in high school. It's unbelievable.
Awesome. Now, how do you guys build off of a moment like this? Undefeated season with the championship, how does this program continue to, and claiming your seventh title, but how do you just continue to build?
We can't be complacent, We showed the difference of winning 3 years ago, and then we lost last two. You can't be complacent. It's not given to get here every year. It's just you got to work hard every single day, and if the opportunity comes, we also be here back next year.
All right, and again, that was Coach John Spade, Lambert Longhorns boys lacrosse team winning their seventh title. In program history with the win over South Forsyth. Saturday, more lacrosse on the girls' side. Seven-time defending champs, the Milton Eagles. Noel, I told you about these young ladies. They picked up a 17-5 win over Creekview to claim the GHSA Division II state title. Sophomore Lillian Catula, along with senior Anna Mellinger, three goals each to lead the Eagles to their eighth consecutive state title and 18th in program history. Mind you, lacrosse, the first state championship was in 2004, the 2004-2005 season. They've won 18 titles since then, so you do the math, all right? But afterwards, here's head coach Tim Gobby about the win and about how his girls did on Saturday.
Yeah, appreciate you guys covering us. I think This is our 20th state championship appearance in a row. We've won 18. That's got to be some kind of record, probably for a team sport, excluding individual sports like wrestling and swimming and all that. But regardless, like our girls tonight just had experience playing in this game. We have four seniors that started as a freshman. It's their fourth year, so we knew the routine all year. We knew how to prepare, and just knew how to, you know, they came out, they punched out us first, and it was a little bit close, but nobody got frazzled, nobody got rattled, and we just knew, we just kept playing our game, and we were gonna make the plays that we needed to make and pull out.
All right, and yeah, it was tough, or I shouldn't say tough, but close, hard fought early on, but yeah, they got in the groove in the third period, man, and they never looked back, so congratulations to the Milton Lady Eagles on that eighth consecutive title, 18th in program history, and he's right, they're right up there. I think there's some, I think it's what, Westminster's, both their swim, boys and girls swim teams have 20-plus state title wins, so there's a few programs out there with a lot of wins, but like to his point, in a sport like this, they're definitely one of the most dominating programs in GHSA history. Tuesday, yesterday, I told you, took in a little baseball. Walton knocking off two-time defending champs Lowndes. They took the game 1-7-0, and then after falling 3-0 top of the first in game two, they bounced back with six runs in the bottom of the frame and then go on and pick up a 10-3 win. And claimed the title of their first since 2016. Ironically, I started Prep Sports Nation in 2016, and their state championship win over Pope that year was one of my first state championship games that I had ever covered. And I didn't realize, I didn't put all this together until actually last night when I was kind of putting my little video together. So that was pretty cool. But anyway, coming up later in the show, as I mentioned, you will hear from Coach Shane Amos of the Walton Raiders baseball team. So great stuff. That's your recap. That's your look back with all your shout outs and all that good stuff. Coming up next, Justin Jones, South Cobb Eagles alum and Arizona Cardinals defensive tackle, joining the show. Great conversation I had with him as he's bringing an awesome free, you heard me, event to the community of South Cobb for the kids. Parents, guess what? For you too. You'll hear all about it right here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.